This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria.
11 minutes past 8. Good morning to you. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Let's get into it. So, the government had announced during the Independence Day broadcast and afterwards where the government was announcing certain measures it was putting in place with regards to stabilizing the economy and before Labour was thinking about embarking on its strike. One of the measures that the government took was to remove the VAT on diesel. Before that time, the government had announced the removal of subsidy for petrol, and going forward, a lot of people still felt that somehow we had rumors that are spreading that the government could still be paying subsidy. Because if the government wasn't subsidizing, then the landing cost would not be what it is, which would alternatively mean that at the end of the day, what we buy at the pump stations would not be what we are buying now. It's supposed to be way higher, if indeed everything is being controlled by market forces. Now, if you had followed the news this morning, then you must have heard what was said by the national leadership of Pangasin. Well, yes, if you did not, let me remind you, Mr. Osifo, Festus Osifo, he said that the federal government still is paying subsidy, and he had his explanation to back that up. Do you think that is the case? At this moment, in fact, are you still concerned at this point whether the federal government is paying petrol subsidy or not? Are you bothered about it? Does it concern you? Go on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH, and share your thoughts with us. We have the post up there. My guest this morning is the Zonal Chairman Pangasin, Port Harcourt Zone. It is Comrade Sir George Nwoko. He would be speaking with us via telephone. He's currently in Abuja at the moment. I know they have an event in Abuja. So he would be talking to us this morning. Mr. Nwoko, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How is Abuja, and how are plans for, is it a Pangasin event?
Yeah, the Pangasin week starting today by 9 o'clock. Part of the event that we put together to cross the way forward.
What are some of the concerns, some of the issues that you're raising that you think you are trying to prefer solutions to within the oil and gas sector?
Yeah, the of the downstream sector, the subsidy removal, the oil theft, those are the fun. So, but this year was put together to discuss the issue that has to do with divestment and the deregulation.
You mentioned the subsidy removal. I would like us to start our conversation from there, because the national president of Pangasin, who is also the president of the TUC, Festus Osifo, had hinted that there's no how the government still isn't paying subsidy. Can you explain to us why he would have that thought? Is it a general opinion of Pangasin, or is it just a personal opinion of the president? What are your views with regards to these reports of subsidies still being paid underground by the federal government?
Thank you. It's clear. What he said was very clear. It's about unambiguous. The subsidy removal was done at the time the forex was changing at about 460 there about per dollar, official exchange rate. And today, we still have the floating of the currency at the official rate of 770 and 1,000 there about in the black market. That have affected the price. And oil, the price of crude oil have also increased. And you know the impact of what the removal is already on the market. So the differentiation, the difference in price, is going to have more impact on the market should the government not intervene. So that is what he was explaining when we have the discussion about the removal and the suppression of the subsidy regime.
So how do you respond to people who say that if they don't understand, if the government is paying subsidy? From his calculations, that's the calculation of Pangasin. How come they're still buying at the price that they are buying now? How would you explain that?
You know, we have always explained this before now. Assuming we are refining locally, we don't need to depend on imported product, and the forex doesn't have any impact on us. we will see that the market prices will drive down the price. But now we are importing, and the forex exchange is skyrocketing. You can agree with me that no marketer will buy products at a high cost and sell at a cheaper rate. So from the landing cost and what we are supposed to buy, if we should allow it to flow for the market forces, Nigerians will suffer more. The government is stepping in to bridge the gap between what exchange rate should be, have been, assuming we are at the same rate when we declare the subsidy removal. But now, crude oil price has gone up. Before now, it was around 78, 79 per dollar. Today, it's above 90. And those also drive the price of refined products. So there's no way the government would leave it to be bought by only the mass. So try to cushion the effect. Not that they have intervened completely. It's just to bridge the gap on the exchange rate.
All right, so let's look at it. If you can give us further explanation. Say for a barrel, how much subsidy or how much intervention you think the government is given now, if we look at what the cost is for a barrel of crude and what the landing cost would be for a barrel, what would you say is how much percentage intervention the government is making? And how
if we take the difference from the pronounced landing cost of 720 today, GMS, the pump price at the fuel station,
yes,
you get the difference. We are buying at around 600 and something now.
651.
And the landing cost for what the NPC have expense all is about 720. So that is exactly what they are trying to cushion for now.
All right, well said. Could that be responsible then for why we do not have the product? Because most recently, I mean, I tried getting petrol yesterday and we discovered that most of the filling stations are shut down. We also had spoken to Petron, and Petron had also said, well, the situation, the economy is making members move away from this business and shutting down their filling stations, some even deciding to sell. So if there is this idea that the government is intervening where without public knowledge, because I don't know if this is official. Was it official? Was there a conversation between Pangasin, the government, or any other industry stakeholders before the government decided to do this? Or you just think it's been done underground?
Well, the government need to come clean. The whole clause surrounding what they're doing should be explained to the Nigerians. So we need to tell them the truth. That's why we are the labor union. They are subsidizing the product, so they need to come to tell Nigerians that they are doing that, and explain to those who are the stakeholders
so
to know that this is what they are doing.
If
so
they are subsidizing,
go ahead. For the scarcity is about circulation, because the product landing cost has increased. The marketers will always do what they are doing, so it's expected that the scarcity being interested will be there, but there is no clear reason for that.
Don't you see a contrast or a confusion in this? If the landing cost is what the government is intervening on, at the moment, how much is the landing cost for a barrel of crude?
We are discussing the refined product here.
Yeah, so the refined product, I beg your pardon, the refined product. What is the landing cost to clear this? Because if we're saying that, well, the government is intervening in some form, and that is why the price is not as high as it naturally should get if we just depend solely on the market forces. How does it explain the fact that we still do not have the product and marketers are saying that they can't afford to get it because it's quite expensive?
You know, the marketers will always give you reasons for ordering the product and then do what they're doing. I'll explain to you, the landing cost, the difference between the landing cost and what we buy at the pump station is what the government is trying to subsidize. So that does not translate to scarcity of product. I can tell you there's no scarcity of product anywhere in the country.
So So we still have individuals now importing the products themselves, or is this still solely the responsibility of the NNPC? Because the last time there's been conversations that we should have individuals, private individuals, get licenses, and there were reports of some licenses that would have been granted. So now, can you tell us whether we have multiple players in the industry who can now import this product and source for the product directly? And when they do so, are they at will to sell according to how much they bought at the international market?
There are multiple players, but there is still regulation and control. If the government does not regulate what they bring in and how much they sell to the masses, we will be left at the mercy of the marketers. There are multiple players, but there is still regulation. That is the job of an NPC to ensure that there is a balance for what they are bringing and what they are selling and the quality. There is still regulation, but there are multiple players. I can tell you that.
Right, but still a lot more to talk about. Even if we have a short commercial in the matter a moment, just stay with us. Quickly, let me remind the listener, if you want to be a part of this and you have questions you want to ask, now would be a perfect time to do that. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. I am speaking with Pengan State Zonal Chairman, Port Harcourt Zone, George Nwoko, via phone this morning. And if you've been following the conversation, you must have heard him trying to explain to us the mathematics behind the price of petrol and this, in quote, sort of intervention that the government is trying to make to keep the price stable, and why, despite that intervention, the price is not as low as many of us we expect that it should be, simply because market forces are not allowed to control, which if market forces are allowed, the price would be higher than what it is that we're buying at the pump stations. So let us know what questions you would have or what contributions you're making. On Facebook, we're asking you to tell us whether at this point you are still concerned about the federal government paying petrol subsidy or not. Does it still bother you? Are you concerned about it? At this point, we would like you to share that knowledge with us. Interesting. Mr. Woko, back to you. We'll come back to the petrol subsidy and we need you to give us more explanation. But moving forward a bit, the diesel, the government had mentioned removal of VAT from diesel. Mr. Woko, can you hear me?
Very well.
All right, so it said the government has announced the removal of VAT from diesel, and it's for 6 months, beginning from when it was announced. What is the situation with that at the moment?
Those are part of the negotiation. We are still, still ongoing between the labor unions and the management and the government. There are so many proposals on the tables. While we are discussing and then trying to fine-tune the way forward on the impact of such global on the market, we requested for some of these parameters. One of them was the removal of VAT on diesel, so that the industry players, the companies, the private individuals can have a breath of fresh air. So government has to put those intervention period for 6 months. So while we are still discussing on the framework for the subsidy removal cushioning effect. So that's the reason for the VAT exclusion for now.
All right. When we come back after the commercial, you will tell us whether we have enough production for diesel to meet the needs and demands of the manufacturers and industry players. Because reports are most institutions, organizations, industry players run their business using illegally refined diesel. That would be our next question when we return. Please stay on the line for us.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this commercial.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
29 minutes past 8, Nigeria Info, and let's talk on the Morning Crossfire. My guest is the Pengasin Zonal Chairman, Port Harcourt Zone, George Nwoko. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, if you just tuned in too, and we're looking at the reports that we're hearing from the national leadership of Pengasin with regards to the removal of petrol subsidy, and also the government announcement of the removal of VAT on diesel. Has that been affected? What is the delay? How does that in turn affect the economy? Oh, some of these and more we're going to hear from my guest. In the meantime, are you concerned at this point on whether the government is still paying subsidy or removing subsidy? Is that something that concerns you? Are you bothered about it? On Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, we need to know from you. And WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Hector Chris says, is this APC federal government confused? The same people earlier told Nigerians subsidies is a scam and it does not exist. The same came and told us they removed subsidy. Now the same coming to us, they are bringing subsidy back. Why the back and forth? Stephen Ndubisi says, I'll repeat it. There is nothing like subsidy. It is increase of petrol price and nothing else. Well, my guest will give us more insight into this. As I'm aware, a lot of people have questions, so I'll go on to WhatsApp and take a few messages before we get on. I bought petrol yesterday at 599 naira. Many stations are selling for 605 and even more. So where is the government subsidy or intervention? Now, if I would say something to you, the idea is it is because of that intervention. The intervention is the reason why you're still buying at this price. That is exactly what Pengasin is trying to say. Let me get back to my guest. Mr. Woko, thank you for staying on the line for us. So I'd like you to listen to this message and perhaps if you can explain so we get an understanding of this. So this listener says he bought petrol at 599 naira in some stations and other places he bought at 605 naira and even more. So he's wondering where this government intervention or subsidy is coming from if he's still buying at this price. Can you explain to those of us who might not have a proper understanding, if the intervention is on and then the landing cost differential has been taken on by the government, should we expect a reduction in the price, or it is the reason why we are buying at the price we are buying now?
The price we are buying now is the result of the intervention the government is doing. If there was none of that, we would buy more. I explained to you earlier, the NMPs have announced that the landing cost is above 750 naira. So we look at the difference. That is actually the impact of what government is doing. And I also have said it earlier, the only way the subsidy removal will not have impact on us is if we are running locally and the forest is stable. The forest is stable, we can project that the next 3 months the price will be the same, and then we'll be able to, or if the dollar is the dollar exchange forest is coming down, maybe around 600 or 550, then you see that the price will be stable or there will be a decline in the price. But for the fact that the way our forest is floating, it doesn't give anybody the comfort to buy at the same rate and go back, sell and go back to project at the same rate again. So that is the reason why we are buying at this different rate from what we pronounced earlier.
And not to sound like an old song, I still need to put the question in this perspective because I need you to explain some details. Just for the layman to understand, to give us a better picture of this, when the interventions are being made for the landing cost, who does the government pay to? For instance, if I'm an importer of this product, I've sourced it, and it arrives at the port, I'm supposed to pay my landing cost, right? If I'm doing that on my own. Hello, Mr. Woko.
Those are done at the NMPC level. They don't speak for the government.
Okay.
They know how they work out their differences and how they pay to the marketers. There are licensed marketers. There are the parameters are there. They work out the difference and how they pay. Those are the regulations too. Because if you allow them to import, sell directly, you will see them selling above 720. So government has a way of replacing.
So in other words, you're saying that there might be some secret arrangement between some marketers and the government, and then it's being kept secret, so we have no idea what intervention and how much level of intervention is being made. Because if I'm a business person and this is being done, I should know, owing to the fact that I need to reflect the cost I have spent in getting this product in how much I'm selling it. So if that is not there, it means somebody is having some sort of conversation with the government and getting this payment somehow. Is that the implication?
In recent times, the only voice the masses have is the organized level. Those are the questions the masses need to put onto the government. If there are some secrecies surrounding it, they need to come out clean. It's our duty to know. They need to explain to us. We elected them. It's only the labor unions that are at the front burner asking these questions and then getting to push for the masses. We need to know what are they doing. So we need to ask the questions from every sector. So government need to come out clean to tell us what they're doing. The species underneath is uncalled for.
Okay. For diesel now, how soon are we seeing this implementation? It's for 6 months. That's the period for which this VAT is supposed to be removed. And what's the idea behind the 6 months? Well, we have no idea. Perhaps Pengasin must have an idea why the government chose to make it 6 months, or were they talks to see that the VAT removal become permanent on diesel, I mean?
You know, the post-subsidy removal discussions are still ongoing. But we want the government to do something that in this interim, what is going are going, the masses is not left to suffer. That was brought about the VAT removal. So the time period given is to enable us to keep on fine-tuning the framework and come out with a more, you know, the medium-term effect, long-term effect. So those are being discussed at the committee level. So that is just the 6 months is just to give room where the business are going on. People should not allow to suffer.
Okay, so are we counting the 6 months from now, owing to the fact that from the reports we've got, diesel, the VAT on diesel still remains. So if we're counting from now, then there's a problem, which means we might have to go some months without the VAT removal. How is Pengasin looking at this?
Well, if you flag up an issue, as you just said, now we'll take it off from there. We'll have a clear evidence, and those are not implemented, the union will take it off from there with the government.
So we need to not rely on rumors.
We need to have a clear evidence that the VAT have not been removed, and then we can take it off.
So from the perspective of Pengasin so far, you are sure that the VAT on diesel have been removed?
From government pronouncement, the VAT on diesel has been removed.
But Pengasin has not verified.
That's what I told you. If there are areas where people have evidence that the past is still not removed, they should let us.
Okay. The River State Chairman of Petroan, Francis Dinkpa, this is what he has said. He said that the federal government has not implemented the proposed removal of VAT on diesel. I'd like you to listen to what he said so we can get a response from you with regards to that. Our correspondent had a conversation with him via phone, and this was what he said with regards to the VAT removal on diesel.
We are expecting them to request to effect it, because when I speak to you, diesel is selling at over 1,000 naira per litre. If they have removed it, we should be able to buy diesel. That is what I'm telling you, over 1,000 naira per litre is at the table. So if they have removed the VAT, we're expecting diesel to come back to normal, at least about 600 naira per litre, or even less, or thereabout, barring foreign exchange. We really tell them that it has not impacted on us. We have not seen any impact of such.
All right, so Mr. Nwoko, you heard him there saying that at the depots, they're still buying this product for 1,000 naira, which means when they want to sell, it has to be something over 1,000 naira, clearly stating that VAT has still not been removed. So is Pengasin concerned? What's the way forward?
Yeah, I'm concerned. Have buying it at 1,000 naira and the VAT not moved as two different things. So maybe we need to look at it again with them. And then see what the issues are. The cost of buying it, and then explain that VAT are not removed, does not actually clearly state that.
What could be the reason why one could buy for 1,000 naira even though VAT has been removed? Are there certain situations that could lead to that?
It is something. Remember, before now, we have the refinery and we used to have illegal refinery all over the place. I think there has been a reduction since the military intervention. So the product is purely imported. So we need to know that is the same thing we are discussing about the PMS, the cost of the forex exchange, and we also.
You brought up production of the product, which brings me to my next question. AGO, as it is for many people in this country, the reports we get from our investigations would be that lots of organizations, including some government organizations, use AGOs from illegally refined sources. And some of the filling stations don't even have the product to dispense. Do you think we have enough import of this to meet the demand? Or would people still have to go to the illegal markets to buy? And is that why perhaps we're still seeing what we're seeing, where the VAT implementation is not showing as it ought to, simply because people are having to buy from alternate sources due to maybe unavailability or not enough diesel to meet the needs of people?
You can agree with me that we use more PMS than AGO in the country. And we don't refine PMS locally. So I will still have enough to satisfy the demand. So the important product of AGO is enough. They should encourage people to continue to vandalize the pipelines and then steal the crude and refine locally and then sell to organizations. We must be patriotic as a Nigerian. So we must stand with the government when need be to ensure that the right things are done always. So the product in the country is enough to satisfy the industry.
Okay, well, we'll open the phone lines and then we'll take some messages on WhatsApp so you respond to them. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0007. Again, 0817-923-0007. You can also call 0817-923-0003. Either of these numbers to get access to us in the studio. Ask your questions and my guest will respond or make your contribution. Remember, on Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We're asking whether at this point you are still concerned or bothered on whether the government is paying petrol subsidy or not. Let us know. On WhatsApp, King Alozie from Port Harcourt says, who is in charge of the landing cost? Who influences and regulates the landing cost? If the answer is the government, at this critical time, more increase on petroleum product will bring more hardship. Another person says, petrol is 618 naira in 4 petrol stations this morning. Another one here says, this is Hector. I think we took this before. Okay, Hector, I think we've taken that before. This person just says, good morning, sir. Okay, let's listen to Robin, a caller from Echie. Hello, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning, it's me, Andrew.
Okay, straight to the point, please.
Yes, on the issue of this fuel subsidy, I've had a position a long time ago, at Sabaka 2012, that subsidy is a scam. It's a means with which few people flick our resources to them. You see me? When I was growing, the English or the grammars I'm hearing now were not in our political or economic lexicon, like landing costs. Why are they discussing landing costs? Have they told Nigerians, including me, the outing costs when they push this crude oil out of the country? How much they send it out of the country? We kept on hearing landing costs. The only way we can be out of this quagmire we find ourselves in the hands of these few Nigerian politicians is when we get our have our refineries functional. Without that, this is all stories. We'll continue to hear stories. Good morning, Robin Manda the farmer.
Okay, Braid is in Borough Cree. Braid, good morning.
Good morning, my brother, if you hear me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, for me, there is no subsidy. Subsidy is a scam. The federal government just wants to plead IMF and the World Bank. Tell me, a country where I am buying fuel at the rate of 600 naira, I am paying for the subsidy. Now, federal government say they are paying subsidy. Where does that subsidy is going? If federal government is paying subsidy, I am not even supposed to buy fuel at the rate of 50 naira. Even at 100 naira, at 200 naira, they are making a gain of close to 100 naira. What are the people that is having the subsidy? What are the company? Let them tell us. Let us check and know that these are the companies that subsidy is being given. The federal government should not be carrying Nigeria. And they should be able to repair our refinery. How many crude are they taking to the international community? Where are the landing costs of those crude? They should give account of those money also. Because they will tell us landing costs. 1970s, 80s, we don't know anything about landing costs. What is all this partner in this country?
Okay, great.
Nigeria, we should be able to save our souls ourselves. Thank you. God bless you.
Muriel is calling from Akrika. Muriel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Efemi. Thank you.
Okay, go on.
It's Akrika woman from Akrika. Look, Efemi, there is one thing I thank God for, that our government, they were able to build schools and we were privileged and opportune to attend them. So when they bring out statements, we're able to read between the lines and understand easily. Look, Efemi, Buhari brought up this petroleum industrial bill. And with the exception of this bill, we were able to understand that NNPC, the name has changed to NNPCL. In other words, if you mean, it has been privatized. So why are we still hearing federal government? Who are the people that are in charge of NNPCL? Why are they not coming out? If it has been privatized, why is the federal government still subsidizing FME? And my second question is, FME, if federal government is subsidizing, is still subsidizing, and let's say it's the NNPC, no longer NNPCL, is it possible that they should control the price of PMX down? You know, when Tinubu came in, FME, dollar was 800 and something naira, and petrol, we buy petrol at the rate of 200 and something, FME. Now, FME, dollar is 1,000 naira, a little bit above 1,000, and we are buying fuel, and they're subsidizing again, they started subsidizing, and what is subsidizing? What percentage, FME? Why are we still buying fuel? Now that dollar just shifted from just 800 to 200 to 1,000, maybe let's say 200 and a 200 dollar increase, and we are now buying petroleum at the enormous rate of 600 naira. Tell you, what are the rhetoric? Can they come out? Can your guest explain this to us, if any? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Fubara is in Elelewon. Fubara, good morning. Okay, Zion in GRA, good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
All right, go on.
A law that is what we call AFRI. And I want to liken the position of Pengasin and other trade unions attacking the federal government on this issue of subsidy presence. I will liken it to be AFRI. If because in the international market, prices have skyrocketed because of the FX, does not mean the landing cost should increase, does not mean that petrol products in Nigeria should also increase. Do they know? Have they been told if there is any secret agreement, a consensus between the federal government and the agencies at the ports? Are they aware? I found out that this Pengasin is like a provider wife who feels so upset because she's provoking her husband. The husband is not talking. She tends to do more things to aggravate the husband by bringing out such a comment. Do you know that since July, multinational refineries owners are crying and begging for government intervention, and none of these agencies have come to help multinational refineries owners to even see Mr. President to solve their problems? And now they are coming, they feel so jealous because of poor products are still on the normal rate. Nigerians are going on their regular business. They are now coming on such a comment to incite the people against the government. I want to beg Pengasin and their agencies. For now, the federal government have no business with them. For now, the federal government has seen the loopholes. The federal government has seen people who are causing problems in the downstream and upstream sector, and the government has decided to employ a new dynamic so that Nigerians don't suffer. So I want to beg Pengasin to even withdraw that their comment, because that their comment is so insightful. It shows that they don't love Nigerians.
All right, Zion.
Let's
go to Auda. Christian is on the line. Thank you, Zion. Christian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Tim.
Good morning.
It's the same. You see, I blame the labor. That is why Nigerians are angry with Chelsea. They don't, they are to the president, they're not supposed to explain to the federal government about Paletti. They're supposed to meet the federal government about this fuel, to repair the refinery so that everybody can benefit. When they're talking about Paletti, some people get, some people don't get, even the wages, they're not supposed to talk about wages, workers. What about the ones that are not working, that are buying this fuel now? See, I am not surprised of this fuel to skyrocket from 600 to 700 because right at a few months ago, I had a rumor that the landing cost of this fuel is supposed to be 720 naira. But because of this government is confused, the fact announced that they have removed the post office without preparing anything. Now, as the dollar skyrocketed, now, the price of the fuel also skyrocketed. And the person behind, I'm paying subsidies. I blame the federal government. I also blame the labor.
All right, let's go to Litambari. Oh, I lost a call from Litambari. Back to my guest, Mr. Awoko. You heard the listeners, and you heard the complaints. Some of them were questions that were already asked. I would just want to add this: who gets the monies paid or generated from landing costs?
NNPC.
So, if the NNPC is the one who collects that money directly, is the NNPC still run by the government, or is it completely 100% a private entity?
NNPC is now a limited liability company, a private entity.
So how come?
But they also have the authority of the government to regulate the sector. So it's not there are so many. When you say NNPC, NNPC have different subsidiaries. Those in charge of marketing. The downstream regulation, the upstream authority. So it's not one.
No, but the point is there's no government. Should there be any government interference whatsoever, or is it solely a private run entity at the moment, according to what the PIS said? Or are there certain percentages where the government would have influence on the activities of the NNPC? Because for many, we would even need to understand, for people who are listening, because if you listen to some of the calls, it will be people who don't even understand what the landing cost is and why it is there and why it cannot be removed, or why it cannot, they cannot have some sort of negotiation to say, okay, we're not paying this, so that we don't have a need for marketers to add the cost of that into the sale of the product.
I don't blame those who said the 80 they don't hear landing cost. But then the refineries were up and running. The products were refined locally here. Then we have the cost determined by our local production. So what is the landing cost now?
What does it mean when somebody says the landing cost for the purposes of our listener?
The landing cost is the cost of bringing the product from the country of refining to Nigeria at the depot. So before we now start to distribute to the people to sell to on at the fuel station. So those are the considerations.
Well, we need to understand
the cost of the cargo, the cost to purchase the product, cargo into Nigeria, and then the other auxiliary charges.
So you pay for the product, and then you also have to pay for the landing cost of the product.
No, landing cost is a combination of what it takes to bring a product to the depot.
Okay. And locally, is that also something that could be likened to bridging cost? Because if we're producing locally, people will still need to move the product from where they are getting it to where they want to sell it.
Yeah, but it won't be the same cost of bringing the product from the country, India, or whatever, to Nigeria. The difference would be to move from Potako refinery to Aba depot, from Warri refinery to the depot in Benin, from Kaduna refinery to the depot in Kano. Those would be most of them are going to go through the pipeline. So you now go to depot in Aba with your tanker to load.
Okay.
So the cost would be minimal.
So as we wrap up, what suggestions would Pengasin give now to tackle this problem?
Well, Well, we are still discussing. The salary removal committee are still discussing with the government. And you remember, we suspended the strike and gave a 1 month grace period. So there are so many different work going on. So we need to have a mid-term, medium cushion effect, the long-term effect. So those are being worked out. And then things that they come burn out.
So we shouldn't expect any strike.
Pardon?
We shouldn't expect any protest or strike from Pengasin.
We have given a 1 month window, so we have to allow that to play out.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Awoko, for your time.
Thank you, sir.